live. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The federal government has announced what it calls one of the most significant foreign investment reforms in 50 years. Under the new laws outlined today by the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, the government will have the power to block or reverse foreign sales of Australian assets and businesses. They are aimed at combating sales which compromise the national interest. Mr. Frydenberg outlines the three aspects of the new laws.
These reforms today to the national security test, to streamline passive foreign government investments in non-sensitive sectors, and a boost to our integrity systems by increased resources and penalties for around compliance.
Australia has reported at least 7 new cases of coronavirus overnight. 3 of those are in Victoria, including a young school student in Melbourne, which has forced the temporary closure of Newbury Primary School. New South Wales is the other state to report new cases, with 4 reported in returned travellers in hotel quarantine. The number of people in Australia to have died from the virus stands at 102. Globally, there are more than 6.6 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, while close to 390,000 people have died. Meantime, several states and territories have moved to further ease restrictions from today, including the Northern Territory and Tasmania. Protesters have gathered on the lawns at Federal Parliament in support of the Black Lives Matter demonstrations. Several other protests are planned for many cities around the country this weekend. In New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has confirmed the government is seeking an injunction to prevent the protests. The protests are in solidarity with African Americans, as well as to highlight police brutality against Indigenous Australians. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people should find a better way to protest amid the pandemic.
Let's respect other Australians, and let's say to those who had the absolute agony of not being able to say goodbye to a loved one, let's thank them by showing responsibility this weekend.
Meantime, in the US, where the Black Lives Matter protests continue across the country, hundreds of people have gathered in Minneapolis for a memorial service for African American man George Floyd, whose death in custody on May the 25th sparked the protests. A study undertaken by Sydney's University of Technology reveals how the socioeconomic and environmental factors Australia's younger generation are navigating will affect house design and home living. The impact of some of these factors has been magnified recently following the devastating effects of COVID-19 and the bushfires. Australian horticulturalist Jamie Durie is currently designing his own sustainable home and has created a blueprint of what a home of the future might look like.
Well, Australians can invest in a sustainable future by really thinking about how nature and sunlight and ecosystems can actually enhance the design of our homes. We can feel good about making conscious decisions that benefit our futures. And whether it's installing solar panel or thinking about replacing a hot water tank with a more environmentally friendly unit, it just really is about taking one step at a time.
To Sport Now, Penrith Panthers coach Ivan Cleary says he expects playmaker Matt Burton to be better for last weekend's extra time draw against Newcastle. Burton missed 5 field goal attempts in the Golden Point encounter. The Panthers will be in action again tonight in their round 4 clash against the Warriors, while in tonight's other NRL match, the Storm take on the Rabbitohs.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 17 degrees, looking towards a top of 19, and I think we're going to get there with a lovely sunshine at the moment. It's a sunny day, light winds after that frosty start. It's going to be cold again overnight, 3 to 18 tomorrow, but sunny again. So it's going to be a lovely sunny winter's day. And then Sunday, possible shower, 3 to 17, and overnight, a bit warmer to Monday, 7 to 17, with a possible shower again. The sun will set tonight at 6 minutes to 5, and the moon is full moon right now.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Agnes Banks, Castlereagh Road, near Price Lane. There's a crash of a car and a motorcycle. The road is closed in the southbound direction. Please avoid the area. Southbound motorists should consider using Londonderry Road. At Auburn, M4 motorway, eastbound off-ramp to Silverwater Road. Crash of two trucks causing some very heavy traffic conditions and the off-ramp is closed there. West Pennant Hills, Pennant Hills Road approaching Castle Hill Road. There's an earlier truck fire with a hazard now. You might want to avoid the area. Moderate traffic conditions. And Sylvania, Princess Highway at Sylvan Street earlier on. Some emergency roadwork because of a burst water main. Reduce your speed, exercise caution, and you can access Sylvan Street by Holt Road. 6 minutes past one, you're on Business Insights with Mario. And was it a fabulous story in the last hour, Sabine, Mario?
Oh, it was lost the story. I think, I can hear myself actually. My head says, but I broke the chair. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? To all listeners, I was sitting on a chair and my lovely 150 kilos actually didn't chair couldn't contain my 150 kilos. Yeah, that was an awesome story by Sabine and I can't wait to have her in the studio. And we have our guest online and he was with us a few weeks ago. His name is Dr. Paul Clayton. He is a former chair of the Formula of Food and Health UK and senior scientific advisor to UK Government Committee on the Safety of Medicines. He is county fellow at the Institute of Food, Brain and Behaviour, Oxford. He works with leading doctors and clinical scientists as a central clinical expertise in many countries, designing and supervising preclinical and clinical trials of pharmaco-nutritional inventions. Well, in between the two shows with Dr. Paul Clayton, you know, I tried to come with the formula to lose my 150 kilos and shed on 75, but Dr. Paul Clayton told me, Mario, you need to eat well and have some oils. But before we start, Paul, how are you, Paul?
Hey, good morning, Mario. How are you doing?
What time is there? Where are you, in Florida? What state you are?
I'm in Florida, and yeah. I'm in a state of extreme fatigue because it's way past 11 o'clock in the evening here, past my bedtime.
I'm sorry. Like, we'll not hold you for long, only 60 minutes, so that's okay.
No, that's okay.
So, Paul, before we start, tell us, how is the situation in the U.S. through your eyes now on these riots and protests and looting and everything else? How is it in Florida?
Florida has been relatively unaffected so far, mm-hmm. but I mean, you're right, America is burning right now, and I'm looking at this as an outsider. I'm not American, but I'm living here for the moment, and that gives me a slightly different perspective on things than perhaps the way that American might see it. But it looks to me as if the American empire is passing. I've lived through one of those. I saw the USSR collapsing. And I think that the American empire shows signs of collapse also.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a very classic pattern.
Yeah. Because this
perhaps sounds what we are going to see is...
Yeah, because...
Well, I think what we're going to see is the emergence of a multipolar world, which will be very interesting.
Jesus. Well, look, when it's come from you, like the man of your stature and your profile, you know, like observing as a foreigner on the side, you know, I truly think and truly believe that people who live in Australia should consider themselves very, very lucky. However, what doesn't make me happy, darling, tomorrow's going to be protests across the country on the Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. even in the midst of the corona emergency, which doesn't make a sense, you know what I mean?
Well, our Premier and our Prime Minister are all urging people to to think about everyone and think about the health and safety of everyone, as well as those who they want to care about as well. There's many ways to protest, but to protest and put everyone at danger from where we've come with the coronavirus, you just think people need to think about this and moderate their passion. Yes, we need to have passion for protest, but we also need to not get sick because we want to protest.
Well, we sacrificed quite a lot of past 3 months, you know, that self-isolation call, what was the name. And suddenly, you know, just because we want to join to some, you know, protest and everything else, like, you know, we're going to jeopardize it. Like, we just need the one spark, you know, I mean, literally to be... again and again and again. But Paul, tell us, what do you think about protest relation between the protest and the COVID? How significant it is to people stay away during the coronavirus pandemic? And do you believe that, you know, we intake of our vitamins and minerals is important, you know, I mean, if we are going through this?
Well, you know, one man's or one woman's protest is another person's riot. And I think there's different ways of looking at this.
Yeah.
I think that, first of all, COVID has been blown up out of all proportion. The latest CDC data says that the mortality rates are probably down below 0.5%, which really puts it pretty close to the realms of your maybe a slightly worse than average flu year. But then what makes COVID different is that it's had its flu with great PR and enormous amounts of ridiculous government interference. I think that if we had been more selective and we had taken great care to lock down and protect the vulnerable groups in society, predominantly the old and those who are old and have comorbidities, then the rest of the world needn't have been shut down. We wouldn't have had to go through all this economic dislocation that has been caused. Mm. Life could have gone on relatively normally. So the politicians, governments have, as usual, mucked things up and made a difficult situation very much worse. But there is a huge connection with nutrition. You're absolutely right there. There's pretty good evidence that there's a range of nutrients which, if you have them in place, in your supplements, in your diet, and in your body, are going to give you a far better chance of either being affected without any symptoms at all, or if you do have symptoms, of only having very mild symptoms.
So, Paul,
people talk about vitamin D, but there's a few others.
Yeah, Paul, that's very interesting. I've been reading a bit about the correlation of vitamin D and how that may mean that those in the southern hemisphere are less likely to be predisposed to having severe conditions from coronavirus than others. But also it says, well, some of the European countries then also are not doing so bad, but they supplement their vitamin D. So what are your thoughts about that, and does that amplify what you're saying there as your message about your nutrients and looking after your body for all sort of health?
Well, firstly, to make sure your immune system is working properly, you need a lot more than vitamin D. There's at least another dozen nutrients that you need to have and which have largely been removed from the ultra-processed diet that you Australians and North Americans also consume in such large amounts, and that has made a lot of people more vulnerable than they should be. The vitamin D story is complicated, though, because what we do know is that there are certain other factors which tend to reduce your levels of vitamin D, your ability to make vitamin D in your own skin. So if you have a dark skin, a black skin, if you are obese, these are problems in terms of vitamin D synthesis. You simply are not able to make as much vitamin D. And when you look at the groups that have been most seriously affected by COVID-19, they include people who are overweight and who have, for example, diabetic complications, hypertension as a result of that, but they also include people of color. And so you can see that there's a range of factors here which all interact and overlap, and you have to try and tease them out. Vitamin D does come out of this as being one of the nutrients that probably is going to play a role in improving your resistance. But as I said, there are many, many other compounds, including the 1,3-1,6 beta-glucans, and actually another very atypical group of nutrients, which are fundamentally forms of cyanide. Now, I know everybody thinks cyanide. Cyanide is a poison.
Wow.
Sorry. Yes. It's a beep. It's like a Trump, you know, he says, like, let's go take the bleacher inside, you know what I mean? Like,
no, that was the weirdest thing, because when Trump was talking about that, he was actually talking about a number of mild oxidants you make in your own body as part of your antiviral defenses.
Oh, okay.
They are technically bleachers, and there's a group of those that you do make inside your own body. And some of his technical people have been actually looking at those issues. So he wasn't completely wrong on that. I think that to come back to, you know, the riots, the protests, whatever, however you want to look at them, nutrition seems to play a role in that as well, because what we've seen is that people have moved towards the ultra-processed diet, and you in Australia are getting about 50, a little bit more than 50% of your calories in ultra-processed foods. In America, it's almost 60%. What this kind of diet does, it creates an environment in the brain which actually reduces impulse control. It induces depression, it increases the effects of stress, and it makes you less able to cope with complex issues. More likely, for example, to go out onto the street, riot, get into trouble, smash windows and steal things, not necessarily because you plan to do it, but because the opportunity arises and your impulse control, impulses that should be there, are not there.
Are you saying we're going to have a perfect storm in the US at the moment with race riots? But also, I understand that the prevalence and the death rate is very high in that same population. Are you saying we have a bit of a perfect storm here in the US, and that's likely going to propagate around the world?
No, I think that there are factors in the United States which are unique to the United States, and I don't see them being exactly duplicated elsewhere. But I think that there's another thing we should really look at here. They're not really race riots at all. There's increasing evidence that in almost every case, demonstrations which have initially started off as being peaceful are being driven into violent actions by the group, by a group called Antifa. And I've actually know one or two people in Antifa. These are fairly radical, and some would say dangerous people. They're interested in breaking down the system and replacing it with something else. And the reason I know about all this sort of thing is half a century ago, I was dabbling with Trotskyism. And so I'm very familiar with the terminology that these folks use. They've been involved in almost all of those instances where the riots have turned violent. And there's evidence of them putting stockpiles of weapons, bricks, bottles filled with cement, in the places where the marches and the demonstrations are going to be. They've been also involved in blowing up ATMs in a number of different cities and leaving explosives in various locations. So I think that there is quite a lot of evidence of an involvement by, I guess you would say, either organized crime or political terrorists.
Interesting.
And I think these are not purely race riots.
Well, thank you, Paul. We take a short break so you have the breather, because last time I want to talk to you about last interview. How did you feel then and feeling today? You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights in Mario. And our guest, Dr. Paul Clayton, directly from Florida, live. Thank you to Darren Capps Davis. Stay tuned.
Close to me, I can feel your heart. Winter Markets are hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism, and is branded. Neat, clean, and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing, and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5, broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
21 minutes past 170 degrees. You're on Business Insights with Mario
and
Alive,
our guest,
95.
Yeah,
and our guest, take it away.
We are very, very live from Florida directly. Our guest, who appears for the second time in Vidas in studio because we didn't finish it last time, Dr. Paul Clayton. Paul, jokes on the side, you mentioned cyanide. Can you explain us a little bit more about cyanide? Because I say, like, perception is like we all think about poison. I was the first one, but it's very important for the health. So can you just elaborate a little bit more?
Well, it's all to do with the dose. You have to get the dose right, because too much cyanide, you're absolutely right, is most definitely going to kill you. So I've gone all the way back to the 16th century to the German-Swiss physician Philippus Aureolus Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim, who we know as Paracelsus. Now, he's the father of toxicology, and he said, everything is a poison, it just depends on the dose. Yeah, too much cyanide is going to kill you, but you actually need very, very small amounts of cyanide or thiocyanate, which is a form of cyanide, in the diet, because it is actually used by an enzyme called lactoperoxidase, which is an important part of your immune system. This is an enzyme that protects the eyes, ears, nose, and throat, and the airways, and a bunch of other systems in the body as well. And if you don't have traces of these thiocyanates in your diet, and that's where you need to get them from, your immune system doesn't work, and you're going to be more vulnerable to bacterial and viral infections, which sort of brings us back to COVID-19.
So, Paul, and just thinking, just thinking, how are we best to get a trace of cyanide that we need? I know I actually get a bit with my cyanocobalamin, my B12 supplementation, but I think it'd be more than that.
Very tiny amount.
Yeah, very tiny amount.
Yeah, but you can't go to the chemist and say, like, hi, Dr. Paul Clayton sent me, I want the cyanide. They're going to arrest me. So is there any other way, Dr. Paul?
They're going to think you got coronavirus.
Well, no, if you come and ask me where you can get hold of any cyanide, I'm going to pass your name over to the police.
Yes.
Now, the best dietary sources.
Yes.
The best dietary sources are in compounds called glucosinolates, which you obtain from brassica. Now, that's a family of vegetables that includes cabbage and cauliflower.
And
turnips and
mustard. Oh, no, it turned bad.
I'm trying to make it sound more appetizing. What's wrong with broccoli? What's wrong with cabbage?
I know, broccoli's
good.
I mean,
how about the humble Brussels sprout?
Yes, I knew you were going to say the Brussels sprout. Yeah, there we go.
So that food you're saying, Dr. Clayton. So use that food to get cyanide, right?
Yes, these are very good sources. But the problem is, what has happened over the last couple of decades, that Aussies, like everybody else, has moved more towards eating these very ultra-processed foods, over-processed foods, which contain very little of these compounds. So this is another way in which our health, and very particular, our immune systems, have been degraded and damaged, making us more vulnerable to infection.
Isn't it true, I know the expert, look, you're the world-leading expert, Dr. Paul. No question asked. But may I ask you something? We discussed it last time when we spoke, and we spoke about oils. You know what I mean? On Norwegian virgin fishes, salmon, tuna, whatever it is.
Oh yeah.
And I know that we are buying rubbish. You know what I mean? I'm buying rubbish online, and he says this is omega-3, 6, 9, whatever, 69. But I know that it's more placebo effect, and for my mind, it looks good. But can you guide us through this? You know, what we're taking wrong, and what we should take it. Well, you know what I mean? Your oil or whatever, okay. You have something on your on your plate to share with us, because like we're all taking the supplements randomly and we are dosaging ourselves as we feel like. So please guide us through this.
Well, the supplement industry is huge and it's mostly a con. And fish oil, which is the largest segment in the supplement industry, is basically snake oil. It doesn't work. There is a gathering of the good and the great. It's called the Cochrane Collaboration. And they've looked at all the studies that have been done using fish oil to try to protect against heart disease, neurodegenerative disease, and other health problems. And the conclusion comes out that this is simply something that does not work. Fish oil does not work. Now, this is a very odd situation because we do know that eating oily fish in particular is good for you. Fish oil isn't. So there's a big, you know, a bit of a conceptual problem here. It turns out that the way in which fish oil is manufactured removes half of the good stuff. There's two things in oily fish or marine mammals, which is what the Inuits used to eat, which protect us from chronic inflammation. And that's the omega-3s and something else called fluorotannin. Now, when the fish oil industry started making their fish oil products, they got rid of the fluorotannin, not realizing that it was important. So they've got it half right, but totally wrong. We've established that in our library of erythrocyte cell membrane samples. What we found is that people who take commercial fish oils just don't get those omega-3s to the cell membranes where they need it, and that's why inflammatory stress is not reduced. You're wasting your money, folks.
So, Paul, are you telling me that I should be having my salmon, my nearly raw salmon, with my Brussels sprouts for dinner, and I'll be on my way to good?
Well, it'll get you halfway around the track. There's a bunch of other things that you're going to need, but that's not a bad start.
Well, what else do I need? Fill us in here. What do I need for my whole complete body? And what does Mario need?
Well, I asked Dr. Google this. You know what I mean? Like, nobody uses Dr. Google, and he told me I need vitamin D because I'm not European. You know what I mean? I have not enough sun. I need more fish oil, 369, whatever they call them. But it's all... it's irrelevant. We're talking to the world leader in nutropharmacology, if I said it's properly, Dr. Paul Clayton. So, Dr. Paul Clayton, if you can separate, you know, I mean, what would you suggest of what vitamins or what oils anybody of us should take?
Well, you know, we evolved in a world where we didn't need supplements. And the reason why we didn't need supplements was because we were physically very active, we were hunter-gatherers, and we were eating unprocessed foods, which are relatively low in calories but high in nutrients. And now we're at this point where we're very physically inactive, eating far less food. The foods we are eating have far less nutrients. So we have got to this point where we do need supplements to have a good chance of staying healthy. You start by stopping the chronic inflammation, which is what the modern diet causes. And that you can do with omega-3s and polyphenols. Then you need to switch off chronic inflammation in the intestines. And for that, you need prebiotic fibers, and we can maybe talk about that later. And then you need a comprehensive micro and phytonutrient support program to put back into the diet everything that has been taken out by the big multinational food manufacturers who have created a diet that is so unhealthy that they are now killing more people than the tobacco industry. That's the situation.
Okay, Paul, there's some great thoughts there.
Yeah, don't forget the thoughts. We're going to take a short break, Paul. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario Live 90.5 with us live from Florida, world leader in nutropharmacology, if I said this properly, Dr. Paul Clayton. We come back after a short break.
Live 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Stay
station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
It's 1:30 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
Well, we are coming today. It's 1:30 on 5th of June 2020 and live from Florida, world leader in nutropharmacology, Dr. Paul Clayton with us. And Paul, we spoke about cyanide, not the points, but why the cyanide is important for us. And Darren, before we go, we spoke with Dr. Paul Clayton that we are taking supplements, which is mostly hummus than...
Snake oil.
So, Paul, you know, tell our listeners what is important to take, what brand, why not, and why yes. You know, I mean, and any suggestions about any products, you know?
Well, you know, I'm not really crazy about talking about specific brands, but there are one or two that have got onto the market now which seem to pack a real punch. And I think that the first one of those that I would single out is something called Balance Oil, which comes from a Norwegian company called Zinzino. And what they have achieved is a combination of these highly unsaturated long-chain omega-3 fatty acids and combined with high polyphenol pre-virgin olive oil, pre-harvest olive oil. What they've actually done is to reconstitute oily fish in a bottle. It's not standard fish oil at all. And what we see when we look at erythrocyte cell membranes, we take people's blood samples and we see whether the omega-3s have been incorporated into the cell membranes, which is where you need them to be, this is one guaranteed way of achieving that endpoint. And what we see is as the levels of omega-3s in their cell membranes start to increase, in clinical terms, we see that the signs and symptoms of chronic inflammation start to fade and then disappear. And as that happens, the people's requirements for pharmaceutical products falls away until, in many cases, they become drug-free. This has been, I think, a huge breakthrough, and it is the beginning of a new age of clinical medicine. Very excited about this.
So when you say reconstitute the fish in a bottle, That must be very potent then. That's been analyzed well. And how the people can use this? Is this like I take the teaspoon and drink, or what I want to take it is?
Well, I don't think you want to be knocking back half a pint of fish oil every other day. No, it's a tablespoonful. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old, and in 1955, and this was just after the war, my parents force feeding me every morning a tablespoonful of cod liver oil, and I can't even begin to tell you how dreadful that was. In fact, it's a memory I would love to suppress. The dose, it turns out that it contains these things, that is, crude cod liver oil actually does all these things. It has all these things. People wouldn't eat it today because it tastes vile. So what Zinzino have done is to recombine very high-grade fish oil, very pure fish oil, with equally high-grade, very pure pre-harvest olive oil. And it's this amazing combination of the omega-3s from the fish and the fat-soluble polyphenols from the olives that works the magic. The polyphenols act as chaperone compounds. They protect the omega-3s and take them all the way through the body until they finally get to where they're needed in the cells. And once they deliver the omega-3s to the cells, the polyphenols put on a different hat, and now they exert their own anti-inflammatory activity, which complements that of the omega-3s. The overall effect is just phenomenal, and it's like nothing I have ever seen before.
So, Paul, just looking at Mario here, and he's screwing his eyes up about cod liver oil or any sort of things and not quite sure whether you
don't
take
want to go there.
A pint of it. But is there things I can do without buying anything off any shelf? What can I do with myself? What can I do when I go home tonight that's better for me without taking any drastic steps? But things that I can do that are easily within the home.
You just want to win the Tour de France. I know what you're asking Paul now.
Yeah, I want to win the Tour de France. Yes. But that aside, what can I do when I go home tonight?
Okay, very basically, you need to throw out your meat pies and your sodas and your pre-packaged instant meals and biscuits and cakes and confectionery. No more of that. No more enjoyment. Get rid of your ultra-processed
foods. What I eat, though.
And go back to working with simple produce. Learn how to cook if you don't already do that. By just doing this, you're going to take an enormously important first step towards improving your nutritional status, reducing chronic inflammation in the body, and enjoying better health prospects.
And another tip for us and our listeners, Paul, when I go to the supermarket, how should I best shop? I know I should best shop on a full stomach, not an empty stomach, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But is there any way, is it to avoid supermarket and just go to the markets and fresh farm markets? Or do you have any tips there of things that we can do?
You and Paul kill right now all my mojo for food, shopping and everything else. Sorry,
Paul. Yeah. You'll lose the weight so you can box fine, Mario. That's fine. No problems.
So, Paul, yeah, as Darren says, look, you know, I wanted to know all our listeners around Australia, particularly Globe, because we can monitor how many people online and we are managing now about 2 million people. We have the truly expert in the field, somebody who has authority and credibility to talk what goes in our stomach and why some things should not go in our stomach and supplements as well. So, Paul, on a question of the Darren, he says, like, what we should do. Sorry, Darren, what did you say? Shops.
Well, when we go to
stomach?
Supermarkets, yeah, go with a full stomach. But what else should we do?
Why would I go to full stomach?
We're getting rid of the processed foods, like you're saying.
Well, I mean, that's really the best thing you can do. We have a problem though, because what people buy is very influenced by advertising. And you've got, on the one hand, you've got governments making rather half-hearted attempts to inform people about healthy eating. But whatever they're doing is completely overwhelmed and drowned out by the much larger amount of advertising that the big food multinational companies are pumping out constantly all the time, not just at you, but at your kids. And your kids are seeing product placement in their TV programs and they're constantly being subjected to ads for breakfast cereals, which can mostly ultra-processed and really bad for you. For confectionery, I mean, ditto. And a lot of these food habits, which you start in childhood, are quite difficult to shake. You know, the way you start out is, to a large extent, the way most people tend to go on throughout life. So it's going to be a problem. I can tell you to go to the supermarket or to the farmer's market and buy unprocessed food, just basic produce. And that's, as I said, it's a good place to start. But my advice to you, my recommendations, are going to get lost unless we can create a level playing field. I think we need to stop somehow the multinational food companies from behaving in such an unethical way. They produce products which are not only toxic, but they're also addictive. And, you know, that was why I was comparing them to the tobacco industry. The tobacco industry had to be reined in by legislation, which was actually put into place by two American surgeon generals, Luther Terry and Everett Koop, who between them created a new framework which meant that tobacco companies could no longer advertise to, for example, to minors. The food industry is now taking tobacco's place. They're selling us these toxic and actually, frankly, addictive foods, and there's no let or hindrance. There's no legal framework to stop them from doing that. I think we need a new breed of politician with the brains and the backbone to be able to stand up to these food companies and say, enough. You're being irresponsible. You're causing too much damage. You have to start selling foods which are less toxic and more health supporting.
So, Paul, another thought there. Yes, that's one thing. So legislation, we could have a sugar tax. We could say, yeah, lots of things we can do. Can we educate our population to shun these things, and then it's not worth the while of the multinationals to do that? I know myself, I went on a journey to not have a lot of processed foods. So sugar, I thought, I just got to not like sugar. And the next thing was pretend sugar is even worse for you. So I say, no, I don't need the sweetness. It took a bit, but now I've got there where I don't need that sweetness. Are these the sorts of things we can do to educate people as much as legislate against the multinationals? What are your thoughts there?
Well, you're obviously a man of taste and discernment and have an iron will to boot, so you've been able to do that.
I've got to win the Tour de France one day.
I'm just listening. I'm still not happy with the conversation you have with Paul, because you removed all my food. Well, that's the reason why 150 kilos, obviously.
Well, I mean, Maria, good food. It doesn't have to be rabbit food. Healthy food doesn't have to be just salads. There's all kinds of things that you can choose to eat, which are going to move you in the direction of weight loss or weight maintenance and better health. And damping chronic inflammation, which is what these ultra-processed foods drive, is really the in some ways the simplest, the easiest, and the most important thing you can do. So stay away from the confectionery. Stay away from the sodas. Stay away from the breakfast cereals. And the meat pies, I mean, and reconstituted and recombined meats, all of those sorts of things. And learn how to cook. Teaching children to cook, I think, is a very fundamental and very structural improvement that you can make, which will bear with them for the rest of their lives.
You're talking about something that was called balance, but we're going to come back to later. I'm still crossing my shopping list. There's nothing left there. Seriously. But the point, though, you see, you and Paul saying, don't go with an empty stomach. It doesn't make me happy, because I love to, you know, open things. You listen, Business Insights with Mario, live 90.5 and live from Florida, Dr. Paul Clayton, and we'll be back after the short break.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass,
bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chasing, all the right junk and all the right places. I see the magazines working the Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. You know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches, hey. Now I'm just plain, I know you think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mom. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, hey. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass.
know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, Your Sound, Your Community, 90.5.
This is Your Sound,
Your Community,
Alive, 90.5.
It's a quarter to one. It's quarter to two, sorry.
Quarter to two, like the time is just flying
away. It is flying away. And we're with Dr. Paul Clayton talking everything about how to eat better and make yourself feel better. And we've been talking about the shops. And Mario,
come
when
on.
You go to the shops, tell yes. me, do you look at the packet for the ingredients?
What do you mean I look? I know how to taste.
The back, you turn it around and you look on the back.
Why,
and
the why should I look at the back?
The 100 ingredients
no.
that might be in there.
At the back, it's a boring stuff. At front, I know what it looks like. It's like, yummy, like, you know what I mean? Like it's chocolate pillows. Sorry, did I say something wrong? Or?
Well, I don't know. I think you're being sucked in by the marketing of these large multinationals that Paul's talking about.
But they taste good!
They want you to taste it good. But Paul, back to you. How do we look at ingredients on a packet, because not everything in the shop's going to be poor, and we can't all make bread from scratch because we don't have hours for the Easter rice. What's the best thing to do if you do want to buy something that is from the shelf?
If you want to buy processed foods, I think that there are different types. There's processed, where the basic definition is if you can tell what's in it by looking at it, that's just processed. But if you're looking at a food and you can't tell what went into it because it, you know, it doesn't have the shape or form of anything original, that's generally ultra-processed. Look at the little box on the back of the packet. Sorry, Mario, I know you're sort of obsessed.
No, I'm just, I'm just gonna like smash this.
Go to the nutritional panel on the back. If it's got more than five ingredients in it, then it's pretty fair odds that it's ultra-processed and you don't want it. And if you see in that list firming agents, bulking agents, defoaming agents, anti-caking agents, glazing agents, and things like that, you know it's ultra-processed.
I think Mario is looking for the slimming agent.
Put it back
now
on the shelf.
I never spoke with somebody who's an expert like you, because there's so many quasi-experts in many type of businesses and in nutritionism. But one thing strike me, because I was doing my research for the today interview with you, and something possessed me, like, you know, I mean, I'm having Coke Zero, and I have two questions for you, Paul, if you can answer this for me.
Yep.
First one is, I drink Coke, you know, no question asked. And then I noticed that after so many years drinking, there is some ingredient called phenylalanine, right? And then it's like, what the freak is that? They say pilots on the long hauls that don't drink the Coke because they can become blind. That's number one. I was like, what? You know, I'm just drinking this, you know, like, continuously. And secondly, Paul, you're the expert now. If society knows this is not bad, this is not good to eat, why the any government doesn't say, you know what I mean, drinking Coke is bad, or, you know what I mean, somebody doesn't say it to us except you. This is, you're the first one. So those are the questions. Like,
Mario,
first one was,
Well, I think that if you're so concerned about the dangers of Coke, then I recommend you switch to Scotch or vodka. You're probably better off. But don't worry about the phenylalanine. If you're talking about Diet Coke, one of the sweeteners they use is aspartame, which is a dipeptide, and that is it contains a very, very small amount of phenylalanine. Now, for you and me, and for 99.9% of the rest of the population, that is not a problem.
Okay.
If you have a specific genetic disorder called PKU, then this is a potential issue, and you're probably best advised not to consume aspartame. But for the rest of us, I know that aspartame is categorized by some people out on the fringes, the wilder fringes of nutrition, as being carcinogenic and something that causes all kinds of health problems. But actually, when you come right down to it, when you go through the safety and toxicology dossiers, which are almost 2 meters tall, and I've been through all of them, it actually comes out with a reasonably clean bill of health. Mm-hmm. It is probably less harmful for you than sugar. If you really are concerned about sweeteners, there are some polyphenols, which actually have a sweet taste to them. They are in things like pumpkins. These molecules, which are not only sweet tasting, but they also have an anti-inflammatory impact in the body. So they look to be sweeteners which actually are pro-health. But yeah, they're not really being commercially developed yet. And there are still some slight problems with off notes linked to that sweetness. But I think that they may be fixable. Even when that happens, we'll have a new generation of sweeteners, low-calorie or zero-calorie sweeteners, which begin to be put into drinks and desserts and things like that, which actually have health benefits. Now, we're not there yet, but we may get there.
The reason why this I asked this question, Darren, last time we spoke with Paul, I told Darren recently, I just got a letter from my GP. He told me I need to do health risk assessment for the male 45 to 49, and I wasn't happy with that one. But the one thing concerns me, I have no diabetes, and for some reason, I'm waking up like midnight, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I am having that I don't know the word, like in the indispensable desire for the sweets, Darren, And I'm like, I just need something sweet inside, which is half a jar of Nutella. And I don't understand why, I'm eating during the day, nice and clean and, my way, but, So like, Dr. Paul, is there any way we can test ourselves what we need or we don't do, like to do balance some of the intakes of oils or vitamins or something?
Actually, there is, and I don't know how you've heard of this, because I didn't think it was particularly well known.
No, I'm worrying. I'm telling you honestly, because I'm worrying about things, because like as Darren and I were speaking, between the breaks and everything else, and I disregarded my age for a very long time, and I'm still disregarding, but that letter actually just put me offside, and he said there in a letter, changing the lifestyle. And I was like, what do you mean lifestyle? So because of the age. But if I want to do some testing, what my body has or what my body doesn't have, how to do this? And where? And who?
Okay. Well, there is no single test that will give you a comprehensive overview of what you lack and what you need. There is one very good test, however, which is called the balance test. And what that does, we take a couple of drops of blood, we stab you in the finger with a little pin, you put a couple of drops of blood on a strip of filter paper and send it off to a validated laboratory called Vitus Labs in Oslo. And then a couple of weeks later, you can go online and they will give you a complete readout of all the lipid components in your blood cell membranes. Now, this is really important because what this tells us, it gives us an insight into whether you are suffering from inflammatory stress and therefore likely to develop a chronic degenerative disease, or whether you don't have chronic inflammatory stress and can therefore expect a better health and life expectancy. So this is a one single test. It gives us a lot of information with a very high prognostic value. And if you can find someone who can do a balance test for you, I would seriously recommend it.
Okay, I had one question.
If I want to do
this, if I want to do this through you and send in Oslo, Norway, how are we going to pack the blood there? I mean, I got a post office like this. This is a chew on my blood.
No.
What do you think, Darren?
Well, I don't think you should be sending gallons of blood through the post office. So what you just take a couple of drops of blood, put it on the filter paper, then you let it dry, and you put it into a metallic foil envelope, which keeps it safe, and that's what goes into the post. Now, I think there may be one or two practitioners in Australia now who actually offer this test.
Oh, okay.
And if you ask around, you may well find someone who can actually do this for you.
Oh, Paul, listen, I have that now. I need to do this, but firstly, I don't want to talk about cyanide anymore because everybody heard me. I'm talking about cyanide. But Dr. Paul, thank you very much for being live from Florida. It's almost midnight there. Being our guest. So for the last, how the people can find you if they want to talk to you? How they can reach you?
Well, look, I'm always open to listening to people. You can reach me at my blog site, which is drpaulclayton.eu. So that's drpaulclayton, all one word, .eu.
Paul, thank you so much for being our guest, Dr. Paul Clayton, EU. We're going to post podcast and of this interview later on today, and you can listen on our website, Live 90.5. That'll be all for today.
And thank you, Paul, and have a great sleep tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for understanding my English.
And we're out.
Yeah, we're out.
That's all we've got to it today. Everyone enjoy the sunshine and have a great afternoon. We'll be back with you next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. And our guest, Stephen Deseda, the master of social engagements. Thank you to all. And I'd like to say again, thank you to Darren Capes Davis for organizing. And today, for the very first time, we launched like a new spaceship. We launched Facebook Live from the studio, so you can come every Wednesday from 10 a.m. till p.m. and Friday 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on a business that's admiring on Facebook. Darren and I, we're waiting for you, and you can be live with us in studio. Have a nice weekend, all.
Renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places.
Alive 90.5.
Something great, go make a legacy, manifest destiny. Back in the days, we wanted everything, we wanted everything. Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history, light up your wildest dreams, museum victories. Every day, we wanted everything, Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I hate.
Price is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta. Set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour, Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news.